presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth possessed of physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who wages a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he and young Jimmy Olsen and Police Commissioner Malone were crouched in the darkness in a weed-grown field, waiting for the yellow mask to walk into a trap that had been set for him. As the minutes sped by and the mask failed to appear, Kent wondered what had gone wrong. Then suddenly a silver monoplane came out of the east, its searchlights sweeping the field. Without warning, it went into a power dive, hurtling down on Kent, Jimmy, and the commissioner like some giant bullet, motor roaring, wind screaming through the struts. Listen!
Look out! It's coming right at us!
Fool! Missed us by inches. You all right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Wow, that was close.
Yeah.
I thought he'd pull out of it, but he did.
Well, it may not have been his fault, Kent. He probably mistook this field for the airport.
I wonder, Commissioner. You don't land a plane by power diving it with a throttle wide open. Which way did he go?
I think he circled and went back where he came from. Oh, aren't those his wing lights off there in the east?
Something's wrong here, Commissioner. That plane didn't power dive on us accidentally.
Mr. Kent.
What is it, Jimmy?
Look what I found. What? An envelope tied to a monkey wrench.
Well, let me see it.
Yeah.
Well, here's a flashlight. Good heavens, Kent. It's addressed to you.
You think it came from the airplane?
We'll find out soon enough.
But it's a letter.
Yeah. Hold the light steady, Commissioner.
Right.
I thought so.
What is it?
Huh. It's a note from the yellow mask. Listen to this. My dear Mr. Kent, your very clever plan to lure me into a trap has gone askew. Miss Lane has told me everything.
She talked, Kent.
Well, she did talk. They forced her to.
What else does it say?
Let's see. Under the circumstances, I can no longer afford to dally with you. You have had evidence of what I can do.
Well, what does he mean, Kent?
The Dyerville flood. He almost wiped out a whole city. Wait, there's more. I will give you until dawn to return the jewels. You can communicate with me by broadcasting a message over the police radio. I will have my receiver tuned to that wavelength.
He certainly is brazen.
There's still more.
Yes?
This is the procedure to be followed. You will send a messenger with the jewels to the crossroads 1 mile beyond the Harley River Bridge. He is to leave the jewels there and depart at once.
He's got everything figured out, hasn't he? Well, he's crazy if he thinks he can bluff us that way.
No, don't you worry, Commissioner. We're not giving in so fast. Here, listen to the end of the letter.
Go ahead, Kent.
Unless my instructions are followed and unless I hear from you by dawn, you know what the consequences will be. Signed, the Yellow Mask.
What does he mean by that?
Well, he might do anything. He's desperate.
Oh, no, Kent. But we can't strike any bargains with a criminal. And I certainly won't permit the jewels to be returned to him.
Oh, you're quite right, Commissioner. We have 5 hours until dawn. A lot can be done in 5 hours.
I'll send out a 3-state alarm. Every law enforcement officer within 100 miles of here will be looking for the mask. There's only one way to fight his kind, and that's to drive him out in the open.
Have that abandoned skyscraper, the Parkway Tower, search, Commissioner. The mask has been using it as his headquarters. You might find a lead to where he is now.
Okay. Sullivan, McDermott.
Coming, sir, coming.
Send a detail to search the Parkway Tower building.
Yes, sir.
Pick up anything you can find and bring it to headquarters.
Right, sir.
Have the rest of your men report back to Lieutenant Healy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Kent, where do you think Lois Lane is?
Oh, I don't know, Jimmy. She can take care of herself. Well, come on. Let's get back to the commissioner's car. We've got to work fast.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Tri-State Emergency Alarm 4327. Wanted. Man known as the Yellow Mask. Age about 45. Weight 160, 160. Height 5 feet 6. Last seen vicinity Parkway Tower building. Reported once. I will repeat. Tri-State Emergency Alarm 4327. Wanted. Man known as the Yellow Mask.
Commissioner's office. Yeah. All right. Bring him in. They've got another one, Kent. What does that make, 10?
No, 11. I've been counting them.
You should be asleep, Jimmy.
Hey, not with all this going on.
Get in here.
I ain't done nothing. What do you want with me?
Shut up.
Well, Kent?
No, he's not the yellow mask.
Take him away, Kelly.
Okay, Chief. Grant.
I'll take it.
Well, it's 4 o'clock, Kent. Only 2 hours to go. Squad cars have covered every inch of the city. I'm at the end of my rope.
You're tired, Commissioner. Why don't you stretch out on the couch in the next office? We'll call you if anything breaks.
Well, maybe I should. My head is pounding. Well, don't forget to call me if something happens.
Sure thing.
You're worried, Mr. Kent, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I say you're worried, aren't you?
Thank you, Jimmy, I am. You should have heard from Lois by this time.
Oh, maybe she can't call. Maybe there isn't a phone.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, Mr. Kent, I often wonder why there have to be people like the Yellow Mask in the world. Why can't everyone be honest and decent?
Most everyone is, Jimmy. There are just a few people who think they can get away with being dishonest, but they can't. Sooner or later, the law catches up with them. Now, I'll take it. Hello? No, Commissioner Malone is resting. Can I take the message? This is Clark Kent. Yes? I see. Thank you.
Good news, Mr. Kent?
No, Jimmy, no news.
How much more time have we? I'm sure if he didn't hear from us by dawn, something would happen.
Jimmy, we started this, and we've got to finish it. We'll have to take a desperate chance.
What do you mean?
Unless we discover where the mask is hiding out, we're up against a blank wall. We could sit here until doomsday without accomplishing anything.
Yeah, that's right.
But the only possible way to track him down, the only way I can think of, is to do as he says.
You mean return the jewels? Leave them at the crossroads like he said in the message?
Yes. We've got to find out about Lois, and we've got to lay our hands on the mask.
Well, Commissioner Malone let you take the jewels.
Well, we don't need the jewels, Jimmy. We can fill a suitcase with stones and leave it at the crossroads.
But what will happen when the yellow mask discovers it's just stones?
Well, he won't have time for that. You see, we'll be hiding in the woods near the crossroads. When the mask, or whoever he sends to pick up the suitcase, arrives on the scene, we'll hop on him. Well, how does it sound?
Okay, if he falls for it.
Well, there's no harm trying. We'll broadcast a message to the mask over the police radio, just as he instructed us to do. And then we'll drive to the crossroads, leave the suitcase, drive off down the road, and then sneak back on foot through the woods.
We'd better take plenty of cops along.
Oh, no, that would spoil it. Fewer the better. In fact, I was thinking of tackling it alone.
And leave me out? Nothing doing. I'm going along. I want to see the mask captured.
And I guess we'd better include Commissioner Malone. Now you wake him up and tell him what we're planning while I arrange for the broadcast of the mask. I'll meet you in the hall.
Take it snappy.
Calling yellow mask. Calling yellow mask. There will be a suitcase waiting for you at the crossroads within a half hour. I'll repeat. There will be a suitcase waiting for you at the crossroads within a half hour.
We'll be at the crossroads in a few minutes. You two had better duck down while I plant the suitcase. Someone may be watching.
I don't like this business, Kent. You should have let me bring some men along.
Don't you worry, Commissioner. If they show up, we can handle them. You all right, Jimmy?
Oh, sure. We almost there?
Yes, it's right up ahead. All right, duck down and keep quiet. Here we are. I'll make a U-turn. There we are. I'll be right back. You keep low. Okay, it's all set. There. You can sit up now.
Where'd you put the suitcase, Mr. Kent?
On a tree stump. They can't miss it.
Well, what if it's gone before we get back?
Well, that's a chance we have to take. Yeah, this looks like as good a place to park as any. I'll drive the car off the road. Quickly, duck into the woods.
Okay.
Now follow me. single file. Make as little noise as possible.
If anyone had told me I'd be doing this at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd have called them crazy.
It may not be so crazy, Commissioner.
Not if we catch the yellow mask.
Wait. A suitcase is still there. See it sitting on that stump?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
All right, Commissioner. Now, you and Jimmy crouch down here. I'll move up a little bit so we can see them no matter what direction they come from.
Jim.
What?
Have you a revolver?
Revolver? I know.
Well, you should have one. You're taking your life in your hands.
I'll be all right. Watch the road. If they're coming, they should be along any minute now.
Jim. Maybe we'd better all stick together.
No. No, Commissioner. We can see more spread out. Be careful now. I won't be far away.
Will the yellow mask fall for the bait? And if he does, will Clark Kent tackle him as Superman and run the risk of revealing himself to Jimmy and Commissioner Malone? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrill-packed story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.